It's Unsung Heroes Day here at the radio station. I'm here with the director at the ER, Lacey Hampson. She also serves as a director at Holmes House as well. To start off, Lacey, can we maybe just talk about you? Were you born and raised in the area? What brought you here?
Yeah, so I've grown up in Haldeman, and I started my nursing career at Norfolk General 14 years ago and have just gone up the ladder since then, and I've just always had a passion and dedication to continue my career there.
Now, before we talk about the pandemic, maybe we can just talk about your role prior to COVID-19.
I'm a registered nurse. I've worked Emerge ICU past 14 years, but in the fall of 2019, I moved into the director role of emergency and of the emergency department in Holmes House, and then the pandemic hit in March 2020, and it's just been a real whirlwind as a new leader, but it's been really awesome collaborating with my frontline teams. Everyone has just been really awesome working together and pushing forward.
So you really didn't have a lot of time before you were just thrown into the deep end of this pandemic.
Exactly. But I had the support of my fellow colleague leaders and just the support of my frontline team in believing in me. And we've all just been able to pull together and adapt with all the changes.
Maybe we can just touch on just how much COVID-19 changed your job.
Yeah, so from an emergency standpoint, it totally changed how we operated. We really had to think how we were going to protect the frontline staff as long as protect the patients coming in. And also, as myself as a leader, I had taken on the task of creating the assessment center here at Norfolk. So that was just a whole new learning curve, and we just wanted to take over and help support the community in providing assessment and testing and education for COVID-19.
One thing you mentioned there is actually something I did want to touch on, the assessment center. How did that come to be?
Yeah, so it was just kind of asked of me to take on that role. So I just sprung into action, and the Delhi Family Health team was previously doing it as well as West Holman General Hospital. So just we created my team. We went out and learned from West Haldeman what they're doing and how we would adapt to Norfolk General. And just with everything, we sprung into action. We were happy to serve the community and provide that service.
Now, you mentioned that very casually, but having this set up here could literally be a lifesaver for someone who couldn't drive out to Delhi or Hagersville.
100%. We were kind of a bit behind compared to Haldeman, and when we were tapped on the shoulder to do so, it was no questions asked. Of course, we needed to do it for families, our frontline workers who needed that service, everyone. We wanted to be there for the community.
Now, I know you mentioned your team throughout all this, and I take it that you couldn't be more proud of them.
100%. I could not be where I am without my frontline team. They have all been really resilient, adapting, just taking on the continual changes and adapting their practices, and so that they can provide the best care to the community with all the changes coming forward every day.
And when you think of these changes that were put on the hospital and the emergency department, setting up an assessment center, these are big demands even for these large city hospitals. But I think that this just really shows that no matter what challenge is thrown at our quote small hospital, it can be met. Norfolk County has that drive.
No, definitely. We have highly skilled staff, and everyone is totally committed to being the best we can to serve our community. And because we are a rural hospital, we're expected to care for so much and be that service for everyone.
Thank you so much for speaking with us. You can hear the other unsung heroes on our website, norfolktoday.ca.